Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. Amen. And this, amen, is our next episode of A Year in the Word. Welcome. It's always a pleasure and an honor, a privilege to have you with me. Amen. As you join me in this journey through a year in the Word, amen, God has been moving in the midst of each and every one of us. We are learning from the Word of God. Revelations are being given. We're gaining in knowledge and wisdom and in understanding because God is faithful. He is always faithful. When men let us down, when people let us down, when promises go unkept, God is not a man that he should lie. He keeps every promise, and every promise in his word to each and every one of us is yea and amen. If we would but submit, if we would but learn what the word of the Lord says, we would find out that this is a living word. It is absolutely alive, and it does precisely what it says that it will do, because this word is God. This is the Spirit of God. Amen. The Rhema, and the word, amen, goes forth in the midst of us as we go forth in the midst of the word, and as we grab a hold to each of its pages and apply it to our lives, God is moving. Jesus is bringing us forth. He's bringing us out. He's showing us ways in the midst of ways that seem impossible. He is showing us that he is the everlasting God, that he is the Almighty God, that he is the Father, amen, that he is the Prince of Peace. He is showing us that he is the true and the living God and that there is no other. Amen. He's showing us that there is nothing in for him, nothing too hard for him to handle. All we have to do is submit all our ways and all our works, amen, to him. Commit everything to him, amen. And he will direct our path, and he will show us, surely show us, even as Jeremiah said, great and mighty things that we know not of. Amen. The way that Jeremiah put it is, call, if we call upon the name of the Lord, he will show us. Call on the Lord, and he will show us great and mighty things that we know not of. No matter what your circumstance that you find yourself in today, no matter what you've done, who you've seen, who you've loved, where you've been, amen, Jesus is here to pick up the pieces. All of us find ourselves in a broken situation at one time or another. All of us, amen, it is the state that we are in our flesh. We are in, it is the state that we were born in. We were born in a state of sin, but Jesus is here to redeem us from our sins. Amen. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He took every single one of our sins that we could ever commit upon himself, that we might have life, not just in the then and there, but also in the here and the now. He will fix it. Amen. If we submit it all to him, amen. I come before the Lord this morning with all of my pieces, submitting them unto him, because I don't know what to do with it. I cannot put this puzzle back together. I don't even know how it ought to be formed, but he is my creator and my deliverer. He is my help, and he knows where each piece ought to go. He even knows those pieces that should have never been there in the first place. Amen. And he will remove them and replace them with that was purposed, that will fit in that spot. God knows exactly how to take care of us. He knows exactly what you have need of. He knows exactly, because he created you. He created you. He knew your name from the very beginning of time. He knew who you were, who you would be, what you would do, what it would take for you to reach your destiny. He knew the things that you would do, the failures that you might have in your life, the successes that you might have on your way to your destiny. He knew it all, and he sees it all. Amen. He sees our lives from the beginning to the end, from the end to the beginning, because he is not in time as we are. So he is able to see time from its beginning to its end. Amen. Because he is God. Aha. Hallelujah. He is God, and there is no other. There is salvation and no other name except the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and no man can come to the Father but by him. Amen. I continue to declare day by day because Jesus is coming back soon. He is soon to return, and he wants each of us to be ready. He wants each of us to be back in our place, to be aligned with the Spirit, because it was always intended that we be in relationship with the God of the universe, always intended that we be in relationship with our Creator. Glory to God. Jesus, amen, he came to fix that, amen, and bring us back out of our alienated state into the glory of God so that we can go boldly to the throne of grace, amen, and make our petitions known to the Lord, all that he is and all that he has done. Glory to God in the highest today. We give glory to him in all of his majesty and all of his splendor and all of his glory, because he is glorious and we were created to make his name glorious in all the earth. We were created, amen, to be a light in the midst of the darkness. We were created. We were saved. We were justified by the Spirit of Christ, amen, to make his name glorious in all the earth, amen, and to spread the joy that Jesus has brought into the earth, amen, that no longer do we have to be bound to sin, no longer do we have to be chained to the devil and his punishment, amen, but Jesus came that we might have life, amen, and that more abundantly, like I said, not just in the then and there, but also in the here and the now. Amen. Jesus is here to fix what's happening now, not just, amen, to transition you into glory in heaven. Be that all that and more than we can ever imagine. And it is that more than we can ever imagine. The Word of God declares that eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that the Lord has prepared for his people. Amen. But God has given out good gifts even in the earth right now. He is blessing us right now. He is healing us right now. He is delivering us right now. He is lifting up our heads right now. He's taking us out of those mindsets where we don't believe in ourselves, where we don't see our value and our purpose. He's removing those things. Amen. Because that negative self-talk and those negative words that you've heard, those are directly from the enemy. And it doesn't matter who said it, they were being used by the enemy, and they didn't know that they were being used by the puppeteer. Amen. And they were as if they were on the strings of the devil, and he's over them, and he is causing them to do things that are harmful in your life. But Jesus is your deliverer. He is your deliverer today, no matter what they've said, no matter what they've done. Jesus is your deliverer today. Today is the day of salvation, and he is here to bring you out and to bring you up and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He is here to show you your purpose and your destiny and your greatness. Yes, your greatness. All of us have been called to greatness. No matter how many times you've been kicked, no matter how many times you've been rejected, Jesus has not rejected you. He has called you to greatness. And no, one person's greatness may not look like another person's greatness, but greatness is greatness still, because God is a God of excellence. Amen. And nothing that he does is bad. Nothing that he does is harmful. Everything he does is for our good. And because he has loved us with an everlasting love from the beginning of time, and before time began, he knew who we would be and what we would do and what it would take for each and every one of us to come to an understanding that he loves us. He loves us. And yes, sometimes we make horrible choices, but he loves us through the bad choices and redirects us and realigns us and repurposes us and repositions us to our greatness. Glory to God in the highest. I give glory and honor to the Lord today because he is God. He is the God of my salvation, the God of my hope. He is the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of my faith. He is my God, my Lord, my Savior, my hope for today and for tomorrow, through tomorrow. He is my provider, my keeper, my strength. God is, Jesus is the lifter of my head. Oh, my God. He is the one that dispels every myth and comes in, amen, and brings knowledge in the midst of confusion and straightens out every crooked place. Jesus is. He's the one who does that. Sometimes we don't look up, amen, we don't look up enough to see what the Lord is doing in our lives, to see the things that he's already done while we're crying in a puddle of tears, and to, we don't look up enough to see that he's already moving, that he's already making that path straight before us. Amen. Let's look up and live this morning, because God is moving in the midst of us, and he loves each and every one of us. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, this is a year in the Word, and we are going to get to the Word today. We're coming from Hebrews chapters 11 through 13 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. We'll pray quickly, because we have already blessed the Lord this morning, and we want to continue in that same frame of mind to bless the Lord. He is our God. He's our healer. He's our hope. He's the one that has all the answers. All of them. All of them. He knows what you're going through. The hairs on your head, they are numbered, and he sees all of it. He sees those things that you don't understand, those things that are perplexing. He sees all of it. And he will come. He will come. He promised. And he is not a man that he should lie. I know a lot of people have let you down, but Jesus will never let us down, never, and he will never forsake us. I like the words that said David was young and now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken for his seed begging bread. God has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten us. God has not forgotten us. God has not forgotten us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. Amen. Let's pray quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. Oh, God, with everything I have within me, I give you glory, Lord God, and I give you praise. Lord God, and I give you honor, because you are my strong creator. You are the great I am. You are the deliverer of Egypt, of Israel, from the hands of bondage. You are the great God, hallelujah, the self-existent one. You are the love story, hallelujah, that is written in the Word, hallelujah. You loved us with an everlasting love, and you continue to pursue us no matter where we've been and no matter what we've done. You love us through all of it. Oh, Lord God, I honor you this morning. I honor you, Lord, because you are honorable. I honor you, Lord God, because you are the immutable God. You never change, and every word that is written, it is true. You haven't changed, Lord God. People change. People move away. People forget, Lord God, but you never forget us. You never forget us. Oh, God, and I honor you this morning, because you are the great God. Oh, Lord God, and there just is no other. There is nobody that is greater. There is none that is greater in heaven or in earth than you. You are the almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. And you love us more than we can even fathom, more than we have the understand, more than we have the ability to understand. You love us more than that. Help us this morning, Lord God, to grasp how much you love us, how much you value us, what we are worth, Lord God. You gave your own. You came, Lord God, and formed yourself a body, and you became sin, though you had no sin at all and could not even sin. You allowed sin to be thrust upon you because you valued our lives that much. Help us, Lord, to value ourselves, Lord Jesus, Teach us, Lord, our value. Help us to see it. Some of us don't understand it. Some of us can't see it. Some of us have been kicked so many times, Lord God, that we can't even lift our heads up high enough to understand that we are of value. But, Lord, you are our maker and our keeper. You are our hope. You are our deliverer. Deliver us, Lord God, from that mindset. It is a lie from the devil. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We are valuable to the Lord. We are worthy by Jesus Christ. He made us his righteousness through Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Though our sin is as filthy rags, he made us justified by the blood of Christ to be in relationship with the living God. Oh, what an honor and a privilege. Oh, Lord God, help us today. Help us, Lord. Help us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move in us today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, open up our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear, Lord God, and our understanding, Lord God, that we grasp it, Lord God, with everything that we have. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, rebuke every residual of the devil and every lying spirit that has come against us, every ancient evil that has come against our purpose right now in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Loose us right now in Jesus' name. We belong to the living God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Bless your word, Lord God, and give us an understanding of that that we read today so that we grasp it, Lord God, so that we understand it, so that it becomes a part of the landscape of our mind, that so that it becomes a part of our spirit, Lord God, and we walk this thing out, not just talk it, not just read it, but do it in the name of Jesus. Father, empower us by your spirit to be doers. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other. There is no other name whereby men must be saved but the name of Jesus. Through Jesus is life. Life, life, life only comes through him. If you think you're living without Christ, then already lied to you because there is no life without Christ. Amen. We're dead men walking without him. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more understanding. This is the salvation that has been formed for the sons of men, that we might be back again in our right place, in fellowship, in right relationship with the God of the universe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from Hebrews 11 through 13 today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, which builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater than riches, greater than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourging, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned and they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Therefore, we also since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this may become many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he him I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the camp, the gate. He suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Hebrews chapters 11 through 13 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue with me through this journey. Amen. This journey, glory to God, through a year in the Word. Amen.